Long time ago, I lived in a small village. It was about 15, 18 houses. And I lived there when I was 6 to about 10 and a half. And I felt quite a big village, many houses, lots of things to do. And I left the village when I was 11. And I came back to see the village when I was 21 with my friends. Funny thing is, we drove by the village three times. I couldn't notice it. And finally, I stopped and asked somebody living there, and he told me, yeah, this is the village. It looks so small. Somehow. I grew up in a Korean Presbyterian church. I attended all Sunday schools. I was teaching Sunday school when I was in college, 2 years. I think people in the church almost expected me to actually become minister one day. And I considered that, but one day I fully realized about two things. Somehow the message I was receiving sounded too small. It only includes very certain people in a very specific way. And to me, it excluded all my parents, actually grandparents, my best friend, his family, all my ancestors, basically, who lived in Korean Peninsula, according to some history, 5,000 years, but they're all excluded. So it felt a little too small. Yet today, celebrating coming Christmas, I'm standing here holding the Bible and would like to deliver a message, share with you a message about it. In this particular reading, we have King of Jews, King of Judah, Herod, who has no idea what was about to happen. Though, when he asked, his scholars could find what that means. On the other hand, here is wise men or magi. We don't exactly know how many they are, though we all assume there are three. Historically speaking, sometime in medieval age, somebody commissioned painter to paint the wise men from the east. Since there are three gifts, why not three men, each holding a gift? Well, why not four men, then one leading and three carrying the gift? So three is a good number, so we have three men painted all over. But we actually don't know how many. But this Persian, we assume they're Persians, somehow were able to see stars and acknowledge that marks the birth of King of Jews. That's somewhat odd to you. And they come all the way traveling and bring a gift and give it to the baby and go back. Never reappear in the history. Story. As a matter of fact, if you really read all Advent stories and read the life of Christ, did the shepherd ever came back to see Jesus afterwards? You don't hear about them either, right? Interestingly, all these stories are very symbolic. And this king and the wise men. King who is in Judea, who knows everything, supposed to have access to everything, has no idea what was about to happen within his kingdom. And this foreigner living far away knows that, acknowledges that, willing to travel all this distance, bring the gift and pay. Did it? If you really read Bible and also in a Swedenborgian context, what convinced me is that Creator is much bigger, much, much bigger than even all religion on earth combined together. It is bigger, but we approach our God Creator in a certain way because that is real for us. But in this story, what we read is that happened, the event of Christ, the baby Christ, lying on a manger, very humble. is Creator reaching out, trying to make sure that all human souls could be counted. If you give me an hour, I can explain fully about what that means in Swedenborgian perspective. But in Swedenborgian understanding, this event is not about punishing people or setting who goes to heaven, who goes to hell, like saying, you believe Christ, you come to heaven. If you don't, you're damned to hell. Another standard to be damning or damned. No, it's about including, counting all humanity, every single soul, that they can actually come back or come to their Creator, and in the name of love. So John 3:16 and actually 17, God sends His Son because God loves the world. But 17 is, the reason God sent the Son to the world is not to condemn it, but to save it. So, applying that to our practice, I advise you to see within your family, within the people you are contacting, within that, is there any need? Is there somebody who needs your love, who needs your attention? Right there, right within your arm's reach, and do something. And then, reach out to the people outside your arm's reach, and also do something. Only if there's love. But if you have love, it has to become real. Then it has power. May God bless you all, and Merry Christmas to you. Amen.